More than 150 people, many of them minors, remain in jail following the November 24th clashes between Egyptian security forces and Coptic Christians protesting the block on construction of their new church near Giza. Security forces opened fire on the unarmed crowd, killing three people and injuring dozens. A four-year-old child died after suffocating from tear gas.
Many of the children, they are children, in fact. They are, most of them are less than 16, 17 years old.
Father Rafik Gresh is the director of communications for the Catholic Church in Egypt. Speaking from Cairo, he told me Copts and Muslims have organized small protests, calling for the release of the many children who were among those arrested.
There are some demonstrations, but they are small ones. They say that the Coptic Church is trying to put pressure on the government so that they release them. But they only released two, so they were 156 and now they are 154. And they are imprisoned in one of the most terrible prisons in Burj Al Arab. It is one of the most difficult prisons that you can ever go there.
Are the families been given access to see their kids in prison?
In the beginning, they stayed around 10 days without having the right to visit them. And then the government gave some rights to have one visit every 2 weeks or so.
And what kind of legal representation are they getting?
Until now, we do not have any legal timing to put them on trial.
Do they have legal representation? Are there lawyers representing?
The church is giving them support, and they have lawyers. The problem is that also as on the police side, there were people who got hurt, officers. Around eight officers and 20 soldiers were hurt. So it was not a simple quarrel, you know. It was when you have officers from the police. Even one very high-rank officer was there, and he got hurt, and he was hospitalized. So it is difficult for the government to release all the people.
You said that a few small, very small demonstrations have taken place in support of the release of these kids. But how has the Muslim population viewed this whole situation over the Coptic Church? Perhaps I guess the question would be, how is the media portraying this situation?
Yes, the official media do not talk about it too much. Very, very low profile. And the private newspapers, they put benzene on the fire. And they always ask in both sides, either that these guys have to get tried, they stone the police, and there is no order and there is no law in the country, so they are pushing the government to put them on trial because they are fundamentalists already. Or there are moderate newspapers or even thinkers that say, no, let us forget about what happened, and these were guys and minors and etc. And they are asking the government not to put them on trial. But I think, I will tell you what I think, that the government will put some of them on trial because there are officers and high-rank officers that got also hurt and hospitalized. So in front of the police, the government has to take action.
Okay, so what could these young people be facing if they were to be put on trial and found guilty of...
They will have 6 months of prison. This is the least.
Now,
they could have more. It would be between 6 months and 3 years, but I think it would be maybe 6 or 1 year.
And how has the Coptic community is quite large there in Egypt compared to the other Christian churches. How are Catholics and perhaps evangelicals or Protestants, how do they view this whole situation and have they been affected by it?
So first of all, the Coptic Orthodox Church is the largest church in the Middle East. They count around 10% of the Egyptian population. It will be around from 8 to 10 million. The Catholics and are around 300,000 only, and the Protestants are nearly also 300,000. This situation affects us as Christians because the people see that we are Christians. They don't differentiate too much who is Catholic and who is Orthodox, you see how, or Protestant. But our churches, we have other ways to use. We do not. We try to be more patient, although we have the same problems to build the churches, etc. But we are more patient with the government. We always try to open a dialogue with them. And we try not never to use violence. The mistake here was the violence of this youth. This youth, which is not a very Christian attitude. I will tell you, this church is in a very poor place, and the people are not are nearly analphabetic, you know. So they use violence to express themselves.
And have you noticed that in that area, the local Coptic community tries to dialogue with the Muslim community as well?
They try to dialogue, but what I really know is that sometimes the Copts use this this way of doing, to have a building, a normal building, and then transform it to a church and put the government in front of a fait accompli.
It seems that this tension over the church in Giza also follows on the attack on the Baghdad church, in which more than 50 people died.
Yes.
Those responsible for that attack were demanding the release of two Christian women in Egypt, whom they said were being held against their will for converting to Islam. It seems to be a bit of a mystery surrounding these two women. Is there any truth behind those allegations?
Yes, the two women are not detained, but they are staying in a convent, a nun's convent, because they already have problems with their husbands, who are priests. And the church is afraid to release them, if you want, because it is the social community there that will try to be violent with them if they go back to their villages. You know, you have to be in the atmosphere. It's a village, a very poor village. People that are not really educated. So if they see these women, they will use violence with them, maybe on the Coptic side and also the Islam side. This is a part. The other part is that there is really a problem of people who wants to change their religion. And that is where the Muslim fundamentalists become violent. They make demonstrations. They throw the picture of the Pope on the and they put it. They burn it. See, these things which increases the tension in Egypt. As for the Church of Baghdad, which is a Syrian Catholic church, I think that Muslims there, which they named themselves the Islamic Iraq government, they used these two girls just to make the Christians of Egypt afraid. And that is why now all the churches, we have police really all around our churches. And it is difficult to put your car, etc. It's as if we are in a fortress now. Although it was a Catholic church, and I think those of Baghdad, they used a Catholic church in response of what was said in the Synod of the Middle East.
Can you just elaborate on that?
You know, in the Synod of the Middle East, it was said that the Christians of the Middle East are afraid about the Islam politics, who is getting more and more fundamentalist, and that the Christians are leaving Iraq and the Middle East and immigrating to the Western countries. And I think this is what the Muslim fundamentalists want. They want to let the Christian evacuate from the Middle East and leave them the country. And this is what is happening every day, not only the one of the Syrian Catholic Church in Iraq, in Agad, but 3-4 days after, they went in a Christian quartier street, and they also killed 3 or 4 people. So there is, as if there is a plan to evacuate the Christians from the Middle East, and especially from Iraq. You know that Iraq in 2001, there were 1 million Christians. Now there is only 400,000 Christians. 60% of the Christian population left.
Are you afraid, Father Rafiq?
Personally, I am not afraid, but I am worried. I'm worried for what is happening all in the Middle East, the tension, and really the governments do not take a serious action to release their problems or to solve some problems, like the one of the church. I mean, if there were a law in Egypt concerning the building of Christian churches, a fair law, there wouldn't be a problem. But the government seems to be happy to have always this tension and is not solving the problem and implementing a normal law for everybody.
But it seems that in the recent years, they had relaxed some of the restrictions on building churches in Egypt.
You know, it all is in the hand of the president. And now they don't say no. When you ask for a church, they do not say no. But it will take a very long time. The bureaucracy will take its time. And you can have a church after 10 years from the day you ask for it. While if you want to build a mosque, anywhere you can pray, you can use any room to make a mosque. So there is really a double standard, which is not fair at all.
So, I mean, it doesn't sound like it's a very promising beginning to the Christmas season in Egypt. What are the hopes of the Catholic community there for this Christmas?
Well, up to now, we don't really feel Christmas in the joyful way of what I mean. The Christmas carols, the gifts, etc. The people are a little afraid or restrained of they, as if they are afraid to jubilize, you see. But in the spiritual way of in the spiritual side, we try to give the people hope that the Christmas is really Jesus who is with us, although all these difficulties we have.
Father Rafik Graish is the Director of Communications for the Catholic Church in Egypt.